Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning, and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We're a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor at CHI Memorial. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, top of the morning to you. And to all of our listeners as well, happy Sunday to everyone. Hope you're having a great day. Ed, yes, it's great to be back. Great to see you again. We just love sitting down for this time and talking to each other and to all of you listening. It's great to be a primary care doc here in North Georgia and Southeast Tennessee. Just what a wonderful time to watch the growth of CHI Memorial, our title sponsor. And my employer, love them and everything that they're doing. So, you know, I've been here for, what, 25 years doing this now? Just, oh, goodness, I hate to admit that, but there you go. And it is still a great honor, family tradition, over 150 years, love doing it, love the people I work with, and I found another new patient just this past week who has been inside CHI, and his doctor retired and came to me, and he had no idea that we're building a hospital. He lives, you know, closer to my office than where he was going before. So yeah, we're building a hospital in Northwest Georgia, replacing the old CHI Memorial Georgia, which is there. It is waiting for anyone who needs services, and it's staffed by CHI Memorial personnel, so it is all CHI Memorial. So it's not the old Cornerstone or Hutchison people, so feel free to go there, but it is an older facility that we have been renovating, so we're building a brand new one at 4700 Battlefield Parkway, about a 60-bed facility with ORs, ERs, everything a community hospital needs, and completely new. How nice will that be? So my patients are getting excited about that, and frankly, I am too. And we should have groundbreaking in July, hopefully, Lord willing, and maybe completion somewhere in a 3 to 5 year period. I'm also still very happy to work with Benchmark Physical Therapy, great people. Work with the office out of Fort Oglethorpe, and also LHC, and that's Louisiana Healthcare, and they also sponsor us through Home Health, which is Home Care Solutions Home Health. Both Ringgold and Dalton, two offices, they keep expanding and growing and serving the residents of Northwest Georgia. And also, it's a delight to work with their sister company, Heartlight Hospice, and the wonderful ministry they do. There are a lot of hospice companies in this area, something like 28. But I will say this, Heartlight has just the most wonderful personnel, and they all look at that as a ministry, as they should. And I love working with them. But CHI continues to be doing great things, and they have a little word for you. And they continue to support this area, and they want you to know that even if you are perfectly healthy, it's smart to get an annual wellness checkup. It's exactly what we do. Not only will it keep you up to date with immunizations and tests, and during this viral season, I'm thinking a lot about immunizations, but you'll have a doctor who knows you in case of an illness, which is the whole point of primary care and a patient-centered medical home. Well, CHI Memorial provides you and your family with convenient locations throughout the Chattanooga as well as North Georgia areas. Learn more at www.chimemorialmedicalgroup.org. www.chimemorialmedicalgroup.org. Ed, how has your week been?
Thank you, my friend, and it is always busy. We both are on a pretty fast pace in our passion and our career, which we luckily both seem to love, and that does help significantly. Nutrition World continues to try to offer this community what I really believe is a much-needed add-on to the whole conversation of health, and that is partnering and creating a team approach to produce optimal health. There's no one practitioner of any modality that can really have a toolbox big enough to offer what some people may need. And at Nutrition World, we have this new plan that is absolutely unlike anything else in the country. It's called a life assurance plan. You have to commit to 90 days. It costs you $1 a day to be a member. When you are, you will have full, unlimited access to our registered dietitian and my five health coaches, including myself. You can make appointments, you can Skype, you can text, you can email. When you have questions, we are there to help, and it is basically your team. So I'm super excited. We are going to cap it because the members are growing so fast right now that I actually anticipate about 8 more weeks it will be done, and we will not be taking more until someone else drops out of the plan, because we only have so many rooms and meetings and times that we can do this. But nutritionw.com, go on there and look under Wellness Plus. And, of course, also we did start online offerings about 2 months ago, and that's doing very, very well. I continued to rant and rave about the Wall Street Journal report on Amazon calling dumpster diving, where so many people are, you know, finding expired products, old products, different products all the way across the country, including in dumpsters. And they're repackaging it and selling it through the Amazon. And it is also, nutritional supplements are part of that. So be very leery of Amazon and anything that has a freshness, a perishability, because expiration dates, they're changing them. There's stuff that can wipe it off.
And, you know, I've signed up for that. And so I have everything loaded and ready. And I send a lot of patients both to the Wellness Corner. Had one just last week, and we were dealing with pain issues, and I said, you know, you need to look into non-traditional modalities. I'm going to deal with the traditional, and we talked about a lot of non-traditional that I can do for him, but I sent him to the Wellness Corner as well. I have to let you know if he goes. Well, you'll know if he goes, because he'll be there. But, you know, it's not the first time I've done that, and also sent people to the website, both for educational purposes as well as for products. Now, we will have to talk sometime off the air, Ed. There, I was looking for some of the things that I use for supplements for the gym, and I could not find them. They may just not be high enough quality for you, but we have to talk about that.
That's a good point, because actually about a year ago, I have such passionate employees. They came to me, and the two that, in fact, we're going to talk to one later today on the show, Adam, but they came to me and had this deep concern that there are too many unhealthy ingredients in the athletic products, one of which is red dye. Red dyes are really a concerning factor. When we consume a lot of that, it's a negative type of toxin in our body. And in other countries, they don't allow the red dyes to be put in. But that's just one of about a dozen. So what we did is we went through the entire store. I didn't. They did. And they kept bringing products back and said, Ed, we shouldn't carry this. And I was like, why? And they showed me. And it was one after another, because athletic products don't really care about health. They care about just selling things.
And that's probably true. But I will I did look at what you have available. And again, we'll do that off the air so there's not too much conflict. We can, I guess, do it on the air if you wanted to. But I'll have to get you to research and see if the products, what you think about what I am doing. And, you know, I've hated that over the years. I'll find things that do work well, that especially like pre-workout type of mixes, that it's hard to find one that you can use that doesn't make you feel really bad. And usually I'll use one for about a year, that company goes out of business, and boom, got to start hunting for another one. And I throw away so many products, and just because I use them and don't like them. So it's hard to find. And it's, gosh, I don't know about you, but I don't like to switch. Once I find something that works, a post and a pre, you know, all these supplements, vitamins, I don't like to switch brands after that, because I'm happy where that is.
I agree, and I've always said to people who come in and say, and especially even if it's like, I had one lady this week who came in with the oddest, like, I've been taking this and it helped to fix this, and she said, is there any real credibility to that? I said, in my 41-year history, I have never heard of that herb helping that condition, but I cannot argue with success, and it's safe, so if you feel like it's helping you, continue on, but I don't think there's any real studies to prove that.
Well, and we have people do that with prescription medications and over-the-counter, and sometimes I say, well, you know, I can't explain that. I have no explanation, but if it works for you, there's a saying, you know, I play guitar, and I remember playing with somebody who was much, much better than me one time, and he was looking at my fingering, and he said, I have never, ever seen anyone do that, and this person has played for a long time. I said, is it wrong? He goes, Well, who cares if it is? It works. And so, you know, whatever works in guitar is one of those little sayings that, I use. And it doesn't matter if it's in any book or if anybody's taught it. If that fingering works for me on the guitar, keep doing it. And as long as it's not going to hurt you, and that's what I tell the patients, and I'll look at what they're doing. If it's not causing damage, let's say, I can't even think of a good example right now, but if it works for them and it's not hurting them, why not?
Well, you are, again, an unusual character in your field because of that open-mindedness, and I love that. And it is about judging risk against benefit, because there are people who do things that it isn't balancing out, and they do think, oh, it helps me, but if there's some risk involved, then you have to be more make more wise decisions. Well, guess what? It's already time to take a break. When we come back, I really want to focus on this intermittent fasting, which is growing by leaps and bounds. I mean, in fact, Dr. Oz has created a whole new stir with his comment about, you know, don't eat breakfast because that's a way to intermittent fast. And it's going to be a good little education for people. You can learn how to intermittent fast in the next segment.
And I'm a current guinea pig on that.
I love it. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And I want to tell everybody that I also have a podcast called The Holistic Navigator. It's something that's national. We've done very well with it. I now have 62 chapters. I do one a week, and I'm trying to put together a library to help people, again, be able to learn the extra information we need to journey through getting older. Because Father Time is not very kind to us if we don't know what to do. And going to people like Dr. Green is necessary. It's wonderful. But, you know, he can only spend so much time with you. And I think we all need to have coaches. We need to have educators. I use the Holistic Navigator for people who, you know, have deep questions about certain topics, and they could go home for 30 minutes and listen. Well, the one that just came out 2 days ago was on intermittent fasting. And we all have heard that term now, and probably four years ago, it was unknown by almost everyone. What is it? We're going to tell you today what it is and why you need to think about this, because everybody who has embraced it properly has seen tremendous benefit, and there's zero negative reasons to do it. You save money, you feel better, you have less brain fog, you lose body fat, you up your hormones, especially men with testosterone, and it makes life simpler because you have to think about food less often. Because what we're going to talk about is how you fit a window of eating and a window of not eating. And today we have one of my staff members, Walking's Encyclopedia, and Adam Chauncey. Welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Thanks for letting me be here.
Yep, always. And anytime I have a technical question, a research question, a want to look deeper into the medical science, Adam is the man. So we are going to tell you how and why you want to do intermittent fasting. I mean, in fact, Dr. Oz has now kind of made some headlines the past few weeks about a big thing he's talking about, just which is basically skip breakfast. He's trying to use different words, but it's really intermittent fasting. So Adam, tell people, you know, kind of this real bullet point synopsis of what is it, and then we're going to talk about how they can do it in their life in the next 9 minutes that we have.
Sure. So, as you know well, I'm not a big fan of certainties. So there's always a little bit different ways to do everything, and intermittent fasting is no different. Intermittent fasting is generally regarded as alternate day fasting. So you're doing fasting for 24 hours on, 24 hours off. Some people do it longer. However, what most people do on a daily basis in the science world is referred to as time-restricted feeding. So they'll be eating for, I think Dr. Green was saying he does 8 hours
doing 8 on and 16 off, right?
Yeah, so that would be probably the most popular right now.
And I do want to say what I do is I can't do that because I have such a metabolism that I will lose too much weight. So I actually do 11 and 13, 11 hours of eating, maybe 10, and then I won't eat for the remainder of time. So
yeah. And that's about where I am. I stay about 12 to 14 hours fasting almost every day.
And for some of my patients, by the way, that look at me like, but I eat 20 hours out of the day. I mean, seriously, there's some people who are always up and they're always going. And I've actually said, well, how about a 12 on 12 off? Can you do that? Yeah. And so it's to me, that's easy. Mm-hmm. And if you were doing that.
Oh, the science is very clear. There's enough research to suggest that even 9 hours of fasting, which to us probably sounds crazy because you think, well, there's no way I'm eating that late into the night and starting early the next morning. But a lot of people, especially in our country, that have such awful insulin levels, that have very bad insulin resistance, even in those, well, for those groups particularly, just waiting 9 hours can make a significant impact on insulin levels.
Absolutely. And circulating insulin, if it goes up, is extremely harmful to your body.
Correct. Good,
thank you. And we'll put on body fat. You cannot lose weight. And I tell people, if you have insulin 10 and above and you can't lose weight, you're not going to lose weight until we get insulin less than that, even though you may starve yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the other ones I like to mention is the 5-2 fast, which a lot of people probably know but don't realize they know. A lot of diets earlier in the 2010s and 2010s, especially the ones where they're considered the caloric restriction diets. So you would eat 700 to 1,000 calories every day through the week, and then on the weekends, it's kind of go crazy. But that is actually a
So you would eat 700 less than normal? Is that what
you would only eat about 700
to 1,000. Oh, you only eat 700.
1, right. Okay. It has to fall in line with what's called a fasting mimicking diet, similar to the keto diet.
Okay.
There used to be one, if I remember right, back around 2000, that was the carbohydrate addicts diet, if I remember, and it actually had a cheat day in it, but it was like a 6-in-1.
Right, similar
something
to
like
a bodybuilding diet or something like that.
But don't you think, Adam, for most people, they need to probably be embracing which I do it 6 days a week and one day I don't do it, which is Sunday.
Yeah.
Just pick their window. Don't you think that's the easiest?
Time-restricted feeding is probably the most useful for everybody because everybody can do it. I mean, it's as simple as, you know, I'm not necessarily in agreement with Dr. Oz because I don't know the research he looks at to say some of the things he does regarding time-restricted feeding, but the best research proves that still eating breakfast or drinking breakfast, as Ed and I both do, is still the best route to go, and then you halt the eating earlier in the day and fast through the evening and into the early morning hours. And
most people also agree eating late at night is not a good idea.
Right.
Yeah,
so it doesn't have to be rocket science. It's really, I mean, since 2010, fasting or fasting mimicking or anything fasting related has been one of the top Google searches. It's the top. I mean, we think ketogenic diets and things like that are the biggest stuff right now. It's still fasting.
Wow.
Fasting's been number one on the search for 10 years now.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, the questions we get asked and the fact that it costs you no money, in fact, saves you money. Mm-hmm. Now, I am a huge fan, and I repeat this constantly. I don't think that people can have the ideal breakfast if they're cooking it. I think we should be drinking it from the very, very high quality products that many people offer, not just Nutrition World. So I do lean toward a keto lifestyle, which so I use a keto drink, and I just put some greens powder in it and some fiber and some MCT oil. Those are the magic four ingredients that make body fat reduce, make my brain think better, keeps my insulin very low, all the things that we want. And I know, Adam, for you, you talked early on. In fact, Adam's the reason that I started intermittent fasting. I have been scared to death to miss meals my entire life because I thought I would lose my muscle, the little I have, and I would, you know, my blood sugar would go straight down. I would feel terrible. I wouldn't sleep well. And he convinced me to give it a try. And when I did, it was actually life-changing. It's one of the greatest things I've ever embraced. And so, you know, I usually finish about 5:30 at night. And I don't, and I, do I want that bowl of cereal I used to have at 8 o'clock? Probably every other night. I feel like I'm a ex-smoker, and I'm looking at the pack of cigarettes when I walk through the kitchen, which is the bowl of cereal, the package. But I just have the discipline to not do it. I've not had but one bowl of cereal in 1 year. And the night I did it, I felt like crap.
Yeah.
I didn't sleep well. I got up more. So it did take me a week to get used to it, I will say. But on you, I remember you talking about your testosterone levels. How impressive was fasting for that?
Before I started fasting, I guess I started back when I was 25. Was the first time I probably saw that. I'm 28 now. And I read some research by Dr. Rhonda Patrick, who's absolutely one of my favorite researchers. And she had some fairly recent but good research on testosterone. And I've had chronically low testosterone since the first time I checked it, which was 24, and probably before that. Safe to say I'll never have a mustache to rival Ed's. But that being said,
few of us will.
I'll take that.
But I started at a testosterone level of about 250.
Really?
Which for a 24-year-old, I was told by my physician at the time that that was about the average for a 60-year-old.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, well, crap, okay. So I wanted to do something. So the first two things that came to mind, because I just listened to this research, was the ketogenic diet and fasting, or fasting mimicking diets. So easy enough, I thought, well, I can only eat 12 hours out of the day or 10 hours out of the day and fast the rest. And then, you know, who doesn't love, you know, burgers and everything else like that in the bodybuilding realm? I can just eat meat and veggies and, you know, that'll be about it. And about 6 months or so later, I went back and had another blood test done, and my testosterone had almost doubled. My testosterone had gone up to the mid-500s.
Really?
Yes, and I had no side effects at all, except for every morning I woke up without stomach cramps. Oh, I guess I should also note that my irritable bowel syndrome that I had had since I can remember probably elementary school, it was virtually gone.
Man. And, you know, I have to add on to that, too. I've never had any significant issues in the past 5 to 8 years of my gut, but I was, like, thinking it's kind of normal to 2 or 3 days to have the grumbling and, you know, not have a good elimination and to have that kind of ill feeling. It's completely gone also.
Oh, yes.
Because the gut needs rest. And the whole premise of this is that part of it is the gut needs rest. Secondly, is the liver stores glucose, like glycogen, in it, and we need to burn that up so the body can learn to burn fat for fuel a little better and to get rid of toxins. And it can't do it when we graze all day and we graze all night. It just can't do it. It never stops working. And the pancreas never stops working. And my theory is because we have such an epidemic of pancreatic cancer, the pancreas needs rest. I mean, even the heart rests in between beats. Our pancreas of Americans never rest. Never.
Right.
So intermittent fasting is one of the keys to do it.
Yeah.
We got about 2 minutes left, Adam. So bullet point wise, somebody listening right now, they want to start tomorrow intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
What would be a bullet point for them to be able to do this?
One of my favorite things, and you might hear me tell people the story this all the time, I always ask them, you know, do you think you could go a day? Do you think you could go a whole day? And most of the time it's, ooh, I don't know. I said, okay, what about half a day? Oh, yeah, it's easy. So that's where we start.
Okay.
And we start, you know, usually 12 hours is my baseline that I ask people to start fasting. I'll even go down to 10 if they're really hesitant. Mm-hmm. But at most that I can get people to do, I'll have them do 24 hours on. And we usually store about 36 hours to 2 days worth of glycogen throughout the body and the liver and muscle cells and what have you. And if you switch to either fasting or fasting mimicking lifestyle, you burn through that virtually within 2 days. And you're automatically bumped into that fat burning mode. And that goes for almost everybody. I mean, these studies have been done on the average American that is overweight, and is struggling with blood sugar issues. So if you can just give it a day, give it 2 days. You know, track your blood sugar if you can.
And when you say give it a day, you're talking about fasting for 24 hours?
No, I'm just talking about restricting the eating.
Okay.
or restricting carbs.
For 10 to 12 hours.
Because when we talk about fasting or fasting mimicking, they do very similar things. It's all about inhibiting that large dump of insulin after eating. And if we can inhibit that, I mean, insulin, I talk about it all the time, and I'm obviously not cutting dry on this. I'm not cutting dry on anything, but well, mostly anything. Mm-hmm. But if we can control insulin, there's no reason why the majority of disease states are even present.
Well, and I think Dr. Green would agree with that probably. Insulin does have a corrosive effect on our health.
Oh, it's we even have a term, metabolic syndrome. It's there are several different qualities to that, but the elevated insulin is probably the most harmful.
Yeah.
And don't forget, by the way, spiritual component to intermittent fasting. When your stomach is grumbling, you can take the time to meditate and pray. So that's all I knew about fasting when I was growing up as a kid. It was only the churches doing that. But I'm also combining those two things with my intermittent fasting.
Well, and that's a good point, because in history, I doubt there's ever been a, which we call now, a quote on health and an advice on health. But I mean, this was 3,000 years ago, or thousands of years they fasted for many reasons, spiritual, but also for health. And look at what your animals do, people. When they're sick, they don't want to eat. That's not a problem. The body can only do so much. Can it heal a virus and bacterial infection and digest tons of food? No, it has to choose. It's going to weaken both of those if you put too much in. So let's free up the power of the body already by not asking it to do more stuff. You know what, Adam? That was quick as 14 minutes in a long time. Thank you so much. And you are at Nutrition World 5 days a week, and Adam is one of the health educators that you can have access to on the Wellness Plus, and is, again, a walking encyclopedia, lives the life, and can help advise you, not treat you for medical diseases, but can advise you and as to make your body, it's optimal. You don't have to walk around hurting and feeling foggy and no energy and you don't have to spend much money to fix this stuff, people. So please, please come in, see Adam, myself, or any of my other people. And it is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about your holistic health. And I got to throw in the coronavirus, because that is the biggest headline going. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and we just finished a really, really great piece of advice, I think, for the majority of listeners, intermittent fasting. If you missed it and you want to learn about it, go to The Holistic Navigator, The Holistic Navigator, which is my podcast, and it will be posted by the time that you hear this show, and you can learn in 29 minutes exactly how to lessen brain fog, increase your hormones, lose body fat, maintain muscle, and
save money. I liked how you said that. It actually does. I've noticed that.
And it saves you time, because you're going to start eating in a window of 10 to 11 hours and not eating the rest. And you will not believe, people, how much time we spend thinking and searching and putting together foods.
But, you know, I don't want to be totally controlled by it either. And that's, for me, just like you, I can have the willpower if I want to have, any certain, even hard plan for diet or exercise. Normally, I can do it, and I can be like in a 99% compliance for as long as I want. The bad thing is, then you have to shut other people out. You have to shut other things you want to do out, and I don't like that. So for me, that 11 to 7 is working, just because I'm working in the morning, drink lots of water. We were talking about that. I'm noticing my water consumption has gone through the roof, which is good for me. And I'm doing that because I'm not eating in the morning. But I don't have to buy any of those foods I used to have in the morning. Save me money. And at night, if it's after 7, I'm getting hungry. I'm not thinking about going out. I don't know. Maybe you'll have to just talk about that. There are times, like if we do want to head out and it's, say, 8 o'clock, I don't want to not live life because I'm on this plan. I know how Dr. Oz does. We were talking about him, but maybe he's super strict. I would think he probably is and may not go out. For me, I'm going to think, 8 o'clock, I'm going to go out and have some dinner. Still try to, you know, be reasonable with it, but I'm not going to let it control me either.
I love that advice, because I have dealt with too many people at Nutrition World over my 41-year career that actually ruined parts of their life by being overly disciplined, and they were too rigid, and they did not live. All they thought about was, you know, fear of disease and fear of foods, and you got to stick with it 100%. It's a balance, people. Now, people say 80-20. Sometimes that gives people an excuse to do lots of bad things, but if you embrace it correctly, that is exactly right.
But I think life is meant to be enjoyed.
Oh, and food is part of that.
Absolutely.
Now, you talked about the fact that you're drinking all this water. I tell all the listeners, it's hard to keep him in here because he is going to the bathroom more often. I will have to say
that.
And
I have to confess that. But, if you're going through bottle after bottle after bottle of water, that is quite good. Most of us don't drink enough water, most people. And most of my water in the past has been filtered through coffee. So, you know, I still want my coffee. I can't give that up. At least I don't plan on giving that up anytime soon. And most studies show that coffee drinking is not dangerous and may have some health benefits. Many things don't. Tobacco does not, but coffee actually has some benefits.
Well,
but the water intake is helping.
And I will say that, in my opinion, not everyone believes this, but I firmly believe you don't have to count coffee in your fasting, because you can drink coffee and still say you're fasting as long as you don't put a carbohydrate or any calories in it. So black coffee is my friend. I do it every single morning. You know, all this talk of food, I've already had my big drink this morning. I had before you walked in, I always eat a piece of cheese, and I'm freaking starving.
Well, and I will tell the listeners that odd rumbling sound you hear in the background is my stomach. If they can, hopefully they can't hear that. But there have been some times, this has only been a couple of weeks of doing this, and some of the times in the morning it's been easy, and I don't even think about food, and I look up at the clock at work and go, it's 11:30. I haven't even thought about eating. Some days I am hungry by 8.
Yep.
And those days that I'm more hungry, I'm drinking more coffee, more water. And so far I've been fairly diligent with that and compliant with the diet, not perfectly.
But you've lost 10 pounds.
Yeah, right? over 10 now.
Yeah, over 10 pounds in relatively short period of time.
So. Yeah, so it does. Low carb usually works for me. So the intermittent fasting is new. And yeah. I am a huge fan in the past of late night snacking. So in the past, I mean, a lot of times with call, we're up late. So, you know, I'm up, it's 10:30, 11 at night, and I get a little hungry, why not? I know it's not good for me, but for the most part, I'm living a healthy lifestyle, so why not? Now I'm denying myself that, and frankly, I don't miss it that much.
Well, one thing I do, and then we're going to talk about coronavirus, said this before, and it's a silly game I play, but I work out Monday through Friday at Gold's Gym, and yes, I am overly disciplined. I will have to admit that. I could loosen my standards and still do quite well, but I am who I am, and I'm comfortable with it. It's not bothering my life, and I enjoy it. It's not taking away from other people's lives. Maybe if you ask them, they say it might, but I don't think it does. But I do what I call an ab check every Friday after my workout. I go, and used to, I'd be so embarrassed. I wouldn't have done this. I don't really give a crap now, so I just do whatever I feel like. So I pull my shirt up after working out, and I take a photo on my phone. Believe it or not, I have improved over the past year. Secondly, though, the main reason is when I sit there Monday through Thursday or Saturday, Sunday, and I'm tempted by something, for some reason that ab check sticks on my mind. I'm like, would I really want to eat those French fries that my friend has on his or her plate? No, because I got to do the freaking ab check, and I'm just not going to do it. It's not worth it. So it kind of keeps me aligned.
You know, in summer, that works for me. If I am where I want to be, and let's say there's a big bowl of ice cream calling my name, I'm thinking, well, gosh, and I'm going to the pool in 2 days, or I'm going to the beach or something. Mm-hmm. You know, knowing that I will be exposed at that point is a motivator. I will say that. And it's similar to you. You know you're going to hold yourself accountable to that. So that's interesting. I may start doing that once I find mine again.
Well, no, that's the time to take it, because you're talking about super motivation. When you have a two-pack or a no-pack, but you see, you know, they're right underneath there, it really motivates. Not that, and I don't want people to think I'm caught up on all this physique stuff. Dr. Green, I'm not that kind of guy, but it's one of the measurements that I have to figure out how to tell myself. And you know, the scale is not the way to do it. It's just
especially not for us. We're lifting weights all the time. I do it more with how the clothes fit and what I see in the mirror. As long as you don't have some body disparity and you're not anorexic and look at your body and a skinny person will see fat.
Yeah.
As long as you're not that, it can see realistically. I think we're our harshest critics, really. I just think that we are.
Well, I do the opposite. I look at my body, always have my whole life, and instead of being anorexic, you know, when I weighed 200 pounds and my waist was still 32 and I had really big arms, I thought I was skinny. I mean, I would freak if I missed one meal. That's one reason I had such a hard time embracing intermittent fasting, because of that mentality of I'm going to waste away. But let's get on to coronavirus, because it is in the news constantly. You know, we've got one person now in the United States. I brought an article up here that basically lists the symptoms from this one patient who was in.
Well, let's talk about some of the just typical symptoms. It's a lot like flu or colds. Yeah. I mean, you've got fever, chills, body aches, cough. You're seeing a little more shortness of breath with this, but now we're seeing GI symptoms as well. But if you think about it, there are a lot of viruses that people can get that will cause a lot of that, say, chills and sinus trouble and then cough and then GI symptoms. And it may just be a plain run-of-the-mill cold virus or something that turns into a stomach flu. So it is difficult. The key really is the travel, or have you come into contact with someone who has been traveling? That's where the key is. And you got to, I'm factoring in for myself, you know, airplane flights, because if you are flying, could you have been exposed more readily? Yes. But we're asking people about the travel, and that is the key differentiator right now.
So if a patient came in with those symptoms, that question you're going to ask is, if they just came back from an international trip, alarms or red flag will go off.
Alarms go off. We've all been fitted with NCHI for N95 respirators now. So we've tested them. We've been signed off on them. We have a protocol for who, you know, which we have to actually notify the authorities. If we have someone who might have had that, someone who's sick like that and has been traveling, you know, there is now a protocol for monitoring the, you know, for notifying the authorities, for monitoring. For what we're going to do, and basically we're donning hazmat suits and isolating those people. That's what it boils down to in the end, because it's head-to-toe protection. And some part of me wonders if it's just mass hysteria or if there's more to this than we think, because frankly, we see more influenza, and there are right now higher death rates, we think, from influenza. But coronavirus is what you're seeing in the news right now, not the influenza. So yes, we're monitoring for it. Yes, we're prepared for it. And the symptoms are so difficult to differentiate from anything else. So just think about travel or exposure to those who have traveled internationally, especially to China.
Well, what a great piece of information. And I know that if you read a lot about it, it did seem to come from a bat. It is certainly animal originated, and that's a scary thing when you start having a mutated virus from the animal kingdom to the human kingdom. I will say,
that's consistent with history too. Bubonic plague. Think about it.
Absolutely. And, you know, we go back to the same good advice that you and I always talk about, and you speak constantly. I like the way you worded it. Don't touch anything like your eyes, ears, or nose. And you say nothing from the chest up should the fingers touch. And it's true, because that's how we transmit most of it. Now, does someone sneeze on you? Yes, you can breathe it in. But we normally do a lot more with our fingers. Secondly, of course, in my world, I boost the immune system anytime there's a need for that, and it certainly seems now that is. So if you're going to go climb Mount Kilimanjaro, you're going to get in shape before you start that climb. Well, let's just say that this is a climb, maybe. It's a maybe climb that we might have to go to. So make sure your vitamin D levels are at least 50 nanograms. Make sure that you're taking things that help the immune system on the Holistic Navigator, the one on mushrooms. I so rely on these medicinal mushrooms.
Yeah, and I think there may be some boost with the intermittent fasting, and I know exercise can boost your immune system, so I felt a lot better since I've been back on those wagons. And, you know, I do keep my multivitamin, my vitamin D. I've got ashwagandha at home. I have a host defense immune support as well. If I didn't say vitamin D, vitamin D, vitamin C. And so I'm doing all those things as well, and then exercise. So clean, healthy lifestyle, yes, in addition. Now, that's the hard part, I think, for people. So most people are willing to go out, wear a mask if they need to. They're willing to alcohol their hands. But when it comes down to actually changing your entire lifestyle to try to be healthier, that is more difficult, more challenging.
It is more challenging, but it's the only common sense way. Again, you know, you wouldn't just buy the best hiking shoes and backpack and think you're going to be able to climb that mountain. You have to be internally in shape. And I always, you know, so respect the power that we've been given within to conquer and heal most diseases. I mean, your body is a reservoir of untapped healing power.
And you know, I agree, but we live in this society of quick fixes and I didn't have to work to get it.
Yep.
You know, just that entitlement gene. And, you know, I'm still sick of seeing, thankfully there's not one on the news right now, but like you don't want to, we talked about abs. Well, I really don't want to exercise, don't want to do cardio, lose weight, diet, have pain. So I'm just going to buy this product that shocks me and I'm not going to have to do anything. So, you know, that to me is not right. In fact, a few years ago, I had one of my friends who's a trainer and we're just chitting and chatting. And before, you know, it was like in the winter and I was getting back into my exercise a little harder. He said, what's the best ab exercise? I started out with Ab Ripper, one of my favorite old ones. He said, nope. And I went through about 10 of them. Finally, he goes, do you want to know the right answer? I said, yes. He goes, cardio, mm-hmm. weight loss. Mm-hmm. He said, your abs are there. You just have to find them again. And it was just really funny. So, you know, that particular time a few years ago, I said, you know, I'm going to try that, do no ab work. And I went running every day and ate better. And I had a six pack within 3 months. And so they were there the whole time.
Yeah. And I remember in college, during the times, like during the summer, I would not walk because I wasn't at the dorms, and I would tend to put on body fat around my waist. And just the walking between classes was what reduced my body fat.
And right now, you know, one of the biggest indicators for ill health actually is your waist circumference.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's now been, we talked about that two mm-hmm. weeks ago. One last real quick comment. I know everyone, every country has their own ideas about health. In India, they recommend homeopathy for coronavirus prevention and treatment. And that is an interesting category of health. It's all natural. It's under the topic called Ayurvedic medicine.
So, we have to look and see if they have any, you know, zinc in there. There's studies in the past on zinc lozenges, zinc sprays, things like that.
All right, people, that was another informative segment, as I'm sure we will be talking more about coronavirus as the weeks go on. But do strengthen your body. That's the only true armor you have. And it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. That plus more to come. Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. And with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed. And the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, which is silverdalebc.com, silverdalebc.com, or just download their free app for Android or iPhone. Shame and guilt. These negative feelings control and plague many of us. Ovid, a Roman poet who lived during the reign of Augustus, once wrote, "Alas, how difficult it is not to betray one's guilt by one's looks." Guilt, what a huge burden, and it is so very heavy. It is like a ship anchor tied to our feet, threatening to pull us deep into an ocean of shame and sadness. Our past, or at least the parts we want to hide or forget about, whether big or small, can seem this way to us. Sometimes we feel these pasts are unforgivable, or at least we feel they cannot be forgiven by the individuals in our lives or those we have wronged. Well, this may be true with men and women sometimes, but I think we feel even God could not forgive us. Well, that is just not the case. Or maybe we think God doesn't want to forgive us, or that he simply won't forgive us because of the magnitude of the wrong we have done, that it was just too shameful to forgive. Maybe we just have trouble even forgiving ourselves because we cannot even bear to think about how massively we have failed. Well, thankfully, God is just the opposite. Once God described himself to Moses in Exodus 34, verses 5 through 7, he proclaims, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. Well, God forgives the one who truly believes in him and asks for that forgiveness. Well, he forgives everything. He forgives completely. He forgives permanently. He forgives through belief in his son, Jesus, which is precisely what Jesus came to us to accomplish as he bridged that chasm between God and us. So, we may feel we are not worthy of that love and forgiveness, but God has chased us down in love with a singular desire to restore us and forgive us, to give us the ability to have real life, vibrant life. He wants us to live our lives fiercely, enjoying lives full of calling and purpose, free of shame, free of guilt. Well, he will break those chains that bind you and pull you down and will free you to live lives of victory. Just ask him. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you, my friend. And as always, I know there's so many who that resonates with. Live life with victory. What a wonderful little statement to put inside my head for the day. I do want to make, and we're going to run out of time real fast here because we had such a power-packed other episodes, but it was interesting, one thing on Dr. Sanjay Gupta. The title is Forget Science for Now, Living Longer is in Your Hands. We've been told for so long that genes pretty much have the heaviest influence on our longevity.
Oh, they just announced new median ages, 76 something for men, 81 for women.
Wow. Okay, thank you. On this, Dr. Gupta is showing that, or some studies are really indicating that the longevity of people is less affected by genes and more affected by lifestyle and what you choose to eat and your exercise and how you nourish yourself. And we always were kind of told it was, you know, if you had a grandparent that lived to 100, you know, you've got great genes and you don't have to worry as much about, or what people think they don't need to worry as much about what they eat. It's not true. You have to take care of this body. It's the
only
one
you got.
Backed
up by things like the Blue Zone diet and the Blue Zones in the world.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Blue Zone is interesting. I've got the book on my Kindle talking about these countries that, you know, we spoke about it before, that have so much less disease. They age gracefully. You know, they're 80-year-olds and 90-year-olds who still take care of themselves. And it's possible, people, if you do the right things. In most cases, there are some people can be, you know, dealt a bad hand of cards. There's no doubt. But generally, we can still optimize any of these issues that come our way. And we're not doing it. We're simply not doing it. And just going to get preventative testing isn't being embracing what we can do as a potential of a human being.
And speaking of that, though, let's throw in that if you are from a family that where people have heart attacks in their 30s or 40s, or you have cancer in your 30s or 40s, you know, anything that looks unusual, it probably is. Go see your provider, get tested, get to the proper specialist, and be watched more closely.
Absolutely, because it seems almost unfair that if you have the grandparent live to 100, it doesn't give you any free ride. But if you have grandparents and parents who had certain heart diseases or cancers, it tends to certainly swing more a risk factor for you. So, you know, life isn't fair, but you know what? We have it in our hands to alter a good chunk of that future. If you have the right team, you have the right information, and I cannot believe it. Today we have flown by like no other day. And again, you know, I think next week is our 2-year anniversary, Dr. Green. It's so exciting.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, you too. I'll give you a nice Valentine's next week. I'm not going to give you a kiss now. I'm going to bring you a piece of healthy 82% chocolate, because that's the only chocolate that's healthy, people. 82%. Got
chocolate
it?
Works for me, Ed.
All right. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group, and thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and website is Avalon Design Studios. Have a healthy and safe and fiercely calm and peaceful day and week. See you next time. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.